social media these days. Am I right? It can be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, it really can.
The ads, the algorithms, it's like they're always watching. Makes you want to just chuck your phone out the window sometimes, you know?
I know exactly what you mean.
Well, today, we're diving into something different. Something that might actually make you excited about the future of online connection again.
Ooh, tell me more.
It's called Nostr.
Nostr?
Yeah, Nostr. It's a bit of a weird name, I know.
It is kind of catchy, though.
Right. But anyway, Nostr is like a breath of fresh air in the digital world. It's all about putting users back in control of their online experience. And we've got a ton of articles and research to dig into today.
Oh, wow. So it's a deep dive then.
You could say that. Luckily, we've got you, our expert, to help us unpack it all, because honestly, I was a little lost when I first started reading about this stuff.
Well, I'm happy to help make sense of it all.
So where do we even begin? Let's start with the basics. What exactly is Nostr?
Well, it's not just another platform like, say, a Twitter or a Facebook. It's actually a protocol.
A protocol? Okay, now you're just using big words to make me feel dumb.
No, not at all. Think of it this way. Remember how email works? You can send an email from Gmail to someone using Yahoo Mail.
Right, that's the beauty of email.
Exactly. That's because email itself is a protocol, a set of rules that everyone agrees on. Nostr is similar, but instead of email, it's for social media.
So instead of being stuck on one platform, Nostr lets you connect with people across different apps.
Exactly. It's all about open communication and breaking down the walls of those walled gardens we're all stuck in.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. So if Nostr is the protocol, what about the actual apps? Where do you go to use it?
That's where things get really interesting. There are already a bunch of different Nostr clients, each with its own unique flavor.
Clients, like apps.
Yeah, basically. You've got Domus and Amethyst, which are great for a more traditional social media vibe. But there's also stuff like Nostr Nests for audio chats.
Audio chats, like a live podcasting kind of thing.
Exactly. And there are clients for podcasts, too, like Fountain. You can even find clients for all sorts of other stuff, like online games and marketplaces.
Wow, it's like the Wild West out there.
That's a pretty good way to put it. It's still early days, but that's what makes it so exciting.
So with all these different clients, how do you even know where to start?
Well, that's the beauty of it. You get to choose. It's all about finding the platforms and communities that resonate with you.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's back up for a second. Before we get too deep into the weeds, let's talk about why Nostr even exists. What are the problems it's trying to solve?
Yes, the million-dollar question. I think we've all experienced the downsides of traditional social media, right?
Oh, tell me about it. The endless scrolling, the feeling like you're constantly being judged. It's exhausting.
Right. And don't even get me started on the ads. It's like they know exactly what you're thinking, which is kind of creepy if you think about it too much.
Totally. It's like they're reading our minds. But it's not just the ads, it's the algorithms too, right? Like, how do they even decide what we see in our feeds?
Yeah, the algorithms are a big one. It's all designed to keep you hooked, keep you scrolling, even if it's not necessarily good for you.
It's like they're designed to be addictive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the censorship issue.
Ooh, yeah. The dreaded shadow ban.
It can feel like you're shouting into a void sometimes.
So how does Nostr address all of that? How is it any different?
Well, the key difference is that Nostr is decentralized.
Decentralized?
It means that there's no single company or authority in control.
Wait, so no Mark Zuckerberg calling the shots?
Nope. No central authority whatsoever. It's all powered by a distributed network of servers called relays.
Relays?
Yeah, think of them like little post offices that store and distribute all the Nostr data.
So instead of your data being stored on Facebook servers, it's spread out across this network of relays.
Exactly. And anyone can run a relay, which makes it incredibly difficult to censor or control.
Okay, so it's like a more democratic way of doing social media.
You could say that. It's about giving power back to the users.
I like the sound of that.
And because there's no central authority, there are no ads or algorithms controlling your feed. You get to decide who you follow and what you see.
Okay, this is blowing my mind a little. So no more doom scrolling.
No more doom scrolling.
No.
Unless you want to, of course.
So it's like the Wild West, but for social media.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But with hopefully less tumbleweed and shootouts.
Mm-hmm. You never know. But okay, this all sounds amazing in theory, but how does it actually work in practice? Like, how do you even sign up for Nostr? Do you need like a special invitation or something?
It's actually a lot simpler than you might think. Instead of creating a username and password, Nostr uses something called public key cryptography.
Public key cryptography. Okay, now you're just messing with me.
I promise it's not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay, so walk me through this. Like, I'm five. How do these keys work?
Imagine you have two keys, right? One is public, like the address for your house. You can give that to anyone.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then you've got your private key, which is like the key to your front door. You don't want to give that to just anyone, right?
Definitely not.
So in Nostr, your public key is how others find and connect with you.
And my private key is what I use to prove it's really me posting, right? Like a digital signature.
Exactly. You got it. So no more worrying about forgetting your password or having your account hacked. You're in complete control.
Okay, that actually makes me feel a lot better about this whole thing. So we've got clients, relays, cryptography. Anything else we need to know about the technical side of Nostr? Or can we move on to the fun stuff?
Let's talk about Zaps.
Zaps. That's the, like, Bitcoin thing, right?
Yeah.
I've heard about this, but to be honest, I'm still a bit fuzzy on the details.
Zaps are basically a way to send small amounts of Bitcoin, like a tip, directly to creators you like.
Oh, interesting. So instead of just liking someone's post, you can actually send them a little bit of money to show your appreciation.
Exactly. It's a way to support the people whose content you enjoy and help them keep creating.
That's cool, but why Bitcoin? Why not just use regular money?
Well, Bitcoin offers a level of freedom and flexibility that traditional payment systems just can't match.
Okay, how so?
For one thing, Bitcoin transactions are global and almost instantaneous. So you can send a zap to someone on the other side of the world and they'll receive it in seconds.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. No more waiting for bank transfers or dealing with international fees.
Exactly. And because there are no intermediaries, like banks or payment processors, the fees are super low, even for tiny amounts.
So I can send someone like a penny's worth of Bitcoin.
Even less. You can send just a few sats, which are like the smallest unit of Bitcoin.
Sats. Got it. So this all sounds pretty cool, but how does this Lightning Network thing fit into all of this?
Ah, yes, the Lightning Network. That's what makes these tiny instant transactions possible.
Okay, so walk me through it. How does it work?
Imagine it, like a super fast train for Bitcoin. Instead of each transaction having to go through the main Bitcoin network, which can be slow and expensive, the Lightning Network creates a separate layer where transactions can happen almost instantly and for fractions of a penny.
Oh, I see. So it's like taking a shortcut.
Exactly.
So to use these zaps, I need to have some Bitcoin, and I need to be using a wallet that supports the Lightning Network.
That's right. There are tons of great Lightning wallets out there, like Wallet Satoshi, Moon, Breeze, and many others.
Cool. I'll have to check those out. So we've got clients, relays, cryptography, and now zaps. This Nostr thing is starting to feel like a whole new world.
It is, and it's all built around this idea of empowering users and giving them more control over their online experience.
I like it. So for someone who's hearing all of this for the first time and is maybe feeling a little overwhelmed, where do you suggest they start?
Well, I'd say the first step is to just dive in and explore. Download a client or two, create a profile, and see what it's all about.
Yeah, there are those clients we mentioned earlier, Damus, Amethyst. Are there others you think folks should check out?
Well, it depends what you're interested in. Remember, Nostr can be used for a lot more than just social media. If you're into podcasts, definitely check out Fountain. And if you're feeling adventurous, you can even try running your own relay.
Okay, slow down there, tech wizard. Running a relay sounds a bit intense for a newbie like me.
It's not as hard as you might think. There are lots of resources available to help you get started. But yeah, you don't have to run a relay to use Nostr. Just using it, connecting with people, and supporting creators is a great way to get involved.
Got it. So let's say I've dabbled in a few clients, maybe sent a few zaps. How do I actually find people to connect with on Nostr? Is it like other social media where you've got hashtags and algorithms and all that?
That's the cool part. You get to choose your own algorithms. Or no algorithms at all, if that's your thing.
Wait, what? You've completely lost me. How do you choose your own algorithm?
So with Nostr, instead of just seeing whatever the algorithm decides to show you, you can actually choose to follow specific relays that align with your interests.
Okay, so it's like subscribing to different channels.
Kind of. Like, let's say you're really into photography.
Okay, I can get down with that.
You could follow relays that are specifically dedicated to photography. That way you'll see content from other photographers, discussions about gear and techniques, stuff that's actually relevant to you.
That makes a lot more sense than just seeing a random assortment of baby pictures and political rants, which is basically all my current seed is these days.
Exactly. It's about taking back control and being more intentional about how you spend your time online.
I like it. So you mentioned earlier that this whole Nostr thing is still pretty new. What are the chances this could just fizzle out? Like, what's to stop it from becoming just another forgotten app on the internet graveyard?
Well, I think what makes Nostr different is that it's not just about one company or one platform. It's about a fundamental shift in how we think about online interaction and who has the power.
Okay, so it's bigger than just one app.
Way bigger. It's about building a more open, decentralized internet where users are in control of their data and their online experience.
So you're saying it's more like a movement?
Exactly. And like any movement, its success depends on people getting involved and participating.
So the more people who use Nostr, the stronger it becomes.
Exactly. The more users who join, the more clients and relays will pop up, the harder it will be to ignore.
It's like that whole power in numbers thing.
Exactly. It's a collective effort. And it's not just about using Nostr, it's about supporting it in other ways too, like running a relay or even just telling your friends about it.
Spreading the good word.
Exactly.
Okay, so for our listeners who are convinced and ready to jump on the Nostr train, what are some practical first steps they can take? We've thrown a lot of info at them today.
Well, like I said before, the easiest way to get started is to choose a client that resonates with you and just start exploring. Download Damas, Amethyst, Fountain, whatever tickles your fancy.
Try them all. Why not?
Exactly. It's like trying on different hats. You'll know when you've found the right fit. And once you're up and running, start connecting with people, follow some interesting accounts, see what's out there.
And don't forget those zaps. If you find a creator you like, toss him a few sats.
Exactly. Every little bit helps.
This has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of Nostr. I have to say, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about the future.
Me too. It's refreshing to see something so different, so community-driven.
It really is. And on that note, we encourage all our listeners to check out Nostr and see what all the fuss is about. You might just discover your new favorite online hangout.
Here, here.
Until next time, stay curious.